Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hi.
Hey, baby.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Good.
We missed last week.
We did miss last week.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Should we tell them why?
Yes.
Okay. So, hi guys. We had to take our daughter to the ER last week. Yeah. Last week? No.
Two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And then we've been in the process of trying to play Let's Find Out and See and Hurry Up and Wait.
Scans and doctors and scopes.
And pokes and blood and stuff. And we still have no answers. But Jesus is Lord, and we're not sweating it. And I keep telling our beautiful brown-eyed girl that healing is in the room, and sometimes it just takes a journey.
Yeah.
And we have to remind ourselves that this is a process at times, but God is very much in this space, and none of this took him by surprise. And just like, you know, it's good to have stories to dig into and to stand on and to remind yourself that if he didn't leave you in the back here, he's not going to leave you, you know, right here either. And so yesterday when we were going to one of her doctor's appointments, it was just that, you know, all right, Father, we thank you that you are opening up the doors. You're bringing the people. You're exposing everything that's been in the dark, and you're going to shed light, and we're going to see what happens. And she's in the camp, as we are, of we would like to know what's going on. And now you can fix it.
Exactly.
So however you want to heal it, if you want to heal it by your hand, by all means, we know you can. We've seen it in our own lives. We know you can do it. We've also seen where you have, you know, God has been faithful about healing us through doctors and surgeries and medicines and things. And he can do that too. Or just changing our lifestyle as far as just our thoughts and our eating and our movement of body. Because you had a doctor's appointment, and then she had one, and it was just a lot of, you know, it's just been a lot, guys.
No, it's okay.
But it's been good. It's been good. So that's where we were. We apologize for not, well, I'm not even going to apologize.
No.
Because life happens, and I think if nothing else, that seems to be the underlying thing that is in our podcast, that our family absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, comes first. We will get to you guys when we get to you, but we appreciate everybody's love, prayers, patience, words of encouragement, constant, just, we've got some good people surrounding us, so I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been good. It is.
So what are we talking about, babe?
I don't know. It's weird. I you know, we've been talking a lot lately, and some stuff's been coming up, and we're going to kind of talk about that in this, but I've decided to call this extreme dating.
Extreme dating.
Extreme dating.
Okay.
For all the 90s fans that want to drink their Mountain Dew while listening to this. Extreme dating.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going with.
Okay.
And I'm doing this because I know that you know, a while ago we saw, like, on social media there were some lists going around, and we've seen some videos about, you know, oh, if you're taking me out on a first date, you better not take me to one of these places,
right?
Because I'm better than that.
And right.
It's like,
right.
Maybe not.
Right.
you know, if right. if you have to lay out like that, then
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah.
You know, but it was also, so it was kind of to kind of debunk that list in a way and say, you know, let's look at this realistically. But then also to kind of look at us and say, you know, sometimes you need to take an extreme stance of boundaries.
Yes.
On your dating life.
Yeah.
When, you know, when you're a Christian dating, you know, when you want to have these standards, you know, when you want to have standards for your life and future, and especially, you know, it's, we're talking, especially if you're going into your second marriage.
Right.
You know, it's like, in a way, it's, it can be so easy to fall into those patterns of what you had because you miss it.
Yes.
You know, but it's almost like you got to have that extreme stance of, no, I need to like go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I can still have the knowledge and the wisdom, but I have to go back to the beginning and start off at step one, in a way.
Yes. And I would say in that space, because again, you and I, the way that we went about things, courting and such, we've even had people come up to us that are in the process of like dating and trying to find their person, like a second round or maybe third round, right? And they've looked at us and said, you know, okay, so like we want to sit and we want to talk to you. And there's moments where I want to say, I think you say that, but I don't think you want to do what it is that we would do. And I'm not saying that in a way of challenging, but sort of am, because it's like, because we did do the extremes. You keep saying like, go back, like it was at the very beginning, but with the wisdom and the knowledge, right?
Yeah.
So with me, God completely healed me in places. Did I had a beautiful girl from the first marriage, you know, did I know what all of the things, all of the junk that I've done? But it's like when God restores your mind and he restores your heart, even your body, right? In these places, then that's the beginning that you want to start from, you know, because a lot of people would be like, oh, well, you know, we've already had sex or we've already been there. We already know what it feels like. We know the goodness that comes with it, our potential goodness, right? And then you want to follow up and say, yeah, but that's within the confines of marriage. That's within the boundaries that God has placed around you, not because you're not grown, but it's because he wants to keep you safe. He wants to keep your heart safe. But the reality with our world, when we were doing it the way that we were doing it, was because we had a beautiful brown-eyed girl that we were setting an example for. She was watching.
Yeah.
Right? And even if we thought, oh, we could just get by with this in secret and still do the marital things without being married, i.e., sex or sleeping over or whatever you do. It's one of those where that spirit, that thing that you've literally not only opened yourself up, but you've opened up your children to that space. And you make yourself look like a joke and you make God look like a joke.
Yeah.
And you've got to do extremes. You've got to show God. It's not even got to. No, you do.
Yeah.
You've got to. You've got to show God, and you get to show God that you trust him in this area. Well, if I don't do X, Y, Z, then this person's not going to be here anymore. Bye.
Yeah.
Bounce.
Yeah.
Because why are you compromising the standards that God has set inside of your life, even married? Because here's the reality. I'm on a tangent, I know,
but
it's fine. Because here's the reality. I look at you, I look at the way that we went about things, and I want people that are listening to us to hear this very, very clearly. There is absolutely not one bit of concern or fear that you're going to go off on me, that you're going to find somebody or something more attractive, right? Because you have shown yourself to be faithful, not to me, not just to me, but you showed yourself faithful to God. Your alliance goes to him. You know that you're accountable to what he has created and what he's done and what he's set in front of you as far as our marriage. I'm the same way. I'm standing back going, there is nothing in this on God's green earth that would be as amazing as what God has blessed us with. But we had to basically show that we were willing to be trustworthy with what God has blessed us as far as our relationship, but also trust us with the people around us. Because again, not just our daughter, but other people are watching. They're seeing what you're doing. Are you portraying the goodness of God and the trust that you have in the relationship that God is good and he will bless you in his timing with what it is that he deems worthy? Or are you going to push his hand and say, oh, well, this looks okay.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and just compromise, and I'm just going to go ahead and taste the fruit, as opposed to making sure that it's okay for it to be even eaten in this moment.
Yeah. And that is, it's like I said, you know, it's kind of, and I don't want to sit there and say that we're an example and oh, look at us, but in a way I know,
but we are,
I know, but it's like, I don't want to sit there, you know,
yeah.
if other people want to say that,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if we sit there and share our story, mm-hmm. and people are like, wow, this is who you are. That's, you know, that's your call.
Right.
You know, but it's, I don't want to sit there and, you know, because I know sometimes when people do that, it almost comes off as the holier than thou.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is what we did.
Yeah.
This worked for us.
Yeah.
You know, and encouraging others, try this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Try it. What's the worst that happens? You know,
nothing.
Exactly.
Absolutely nothing.
You know, but it is, it's, I think it's because of, you know, all things coming together and it's almost like making this perfect storm,
yeah.
of relationship, you mm-hmm. know, and it, so we're sort of in a good way, but it's like, you know, if it's your, if you've already had one marriage,
yeah.
and you have children and you are a Christian, it's like, why aren't you holding yourself to a higher standard?
Right.
You
right.
know, I mean, we as Christians should be holding ourselves to a higher standard as it is.
Period.
You know, as parents, as spouses, as friends, you
as
know,
employers,
that's,
employees,
as, yeah,
all of the
you know,
above.
It's
yep.
it's the things that, you know, we are called to as people of God.
Right.
So why aren't you bringing that into your dating life?
Yeah.
You know, and I know some people, they'll think that, you know, well, that's not where, you know, that's not where that belongs. And it's like, but are you sure? You know, because I know there's, you know, there's some people that think that that's separate, you know. It's like, well, I'm just dating. We're just having fun. And it goes back to kind of that, you know, courting versus dating.
Yeah.
That we've talked about, you know. I know we had the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that's a really good idea for a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Even if it isn't your second, you know, time around, you know,
it's first, man. Let's just make it right.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember, you know, the young ladies that used to live in our home, they, you know, we looked at them and we said, you know, figure out your boundaries and expectations
yeah.
now.
Yes.
Before a guy comes along.
Yes.
And for guys, you know, figure out your boundaries and expectations before a girl comes along.
Yes.
Because if you have it set, this is my line that I will not cross,
right?
Or this is the standard that I will not compromise,
right?
Then when that person comes along or when that situation comes up,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be doing anything weird. You're not going to be doing anything that's against your character,
right?
Because you've already made it up, and you know, you've already decided in your mind, this is what I'm going to do, and this is who I am.
Right.
You know, again, when I came around, you were, I'll say, leery of introducing me to Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
or Gabriel to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because again, what if this doesn't work out?
Right. Right.
And I get that, you know. I mean, you should, as a good parent, you should be protecting your kids.
Yeah.
You know, I know we've talked about how, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, the priorities and stuff like that, and how it's like God first, then your spouse, then your kids.
Yeah.
You know, then any kind of family, then church and stuff like that.
Right.
And then your friends. And, you know, it's like if you lose your spouse, either through death or
divorce,
right. You know, those priorities can shift a bit, you know, because then it'll go God,
children,
kids,
mm-hmm,
then family, and
yep,
and so on and so forth. And it's like while you're dating, it's like you still need to have that structure in place.
Yes.
Because all of a sudden it's like if you try to put that person that you're dating into that spouse slot, it's not going to fit right.
And
it's going to throw everything else off.
Right. Right.
You know, I know we've seen it in friends. We've seen it in our own lives.
Yeah.
You know, how it's just, if you try to put things out of order, you're forcing that square peg into a round hole.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it if you try hard enough.
Right.
But it's never going to fit right,
right,
and it's not supposed to be that way.
And it's going to be splintered, and it's going to cause probably more damage than anything.
Yeah.
Or at least damage that you could have just, if you had just waited.
Yeah.
If you had just waited on God to shift that, because I know it took time for us to shift that space, but it was done. And it was done with even conversation with Gabri in the mix of it, like learning how to let you love her like a dad does, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the whole being able to discipline, but discipline from a place of a softness, but a strong, you know, as opposed to a heavy hand or you know, trying to force yourself in a space that it is not the way that it needs to be. So it's like, I was ramped up the other day because of a lot of this. And one of the number one reasons why it might sound like I'm very passionate. We're both very passionate about this.
Yeah.
And I know that you're saying like, you know, well, as far as us not calling ourselves examples, we are. And in the Word of God, there's several different stories in the Bible that you can say go this way, and examples of how to even walk this out, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I probably don't want to go like that. Okay, I probably want to maybe handle it this way. And a lot of it is, we are bringing this one to the table because, listen, guys, number one, I want to save your life. I want to save your life from a lot of heartache and pain, a lot of undue drama and pressure. And if you are compromising, I am going to be, babe, I am just going to be so black and white on this one. If you are compromising in any area of your life when it comes to relationships, okay, even in your marriage, if you are married even now and there's compromise, right? You're talking to somebody outside of your marriage you shouldn't be talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to places, you're looking at things, you're watching porn, you're taking pictures of yourself and sending them out. I don't know what the deal is, right? But the fact is that there are multiple ways to compromise who you are. And God, he wants to pull you in such a way and remind you that you are set apart, that you are wonderfully, fearfully made, that he has got a good hope and a future for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to follow some of the guidelines, just follow all of the guidelines.
Yeah.
Follow the expectations of what he has for you, because he's a good father. There's certain things he says don't do because he wants to keep you safe. He knows the emotional, mental, physical baggage that can come with having sex with somebody before you get married to them.
Yeah.
And then you have your children in the midst of this and they're watching you compromise your life. And then you get angry when you see their relationships or them.
Or when them compromising their walk with God.
They're compromising their walk with God. And then you get angry. Gee, mom, gee, dad.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Check yourself. Because you're the one that's setting that example for them. Whether you like it or not. That's why I keep saying we are examples. Because we have put ourselves out there, whether we like it or not. Our children are watching.
Yeah.
You know, looking at our daughter and saying, listen, this is the reason why we went about the way that we did, because we want you to know, regardless if you do this or not, this, it can be done.
Yeah.
And it cannot just not be done, but you can flourish. Mm-hmm. And you can excel, and you can walk with somebody that you can look at them and say, I trust you with everything inside of me. I know the good gift that God has given me. And if you feel like you have to go outside of God to get something, you have to stay outside of God in order to keep it.
Yeah.
And are you willing to lose that?
Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, there are people that are willing to lose that. You know, because it's almost like they're chasing that short-term dopamine spike.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, again, it's, and I think part of it is we've kind of, I don't know if we've talked about it here before, but I know we've talked about it. You know, it's that whole, you know, if you find a partner outside of the kingdom, you're like, well, I can love them. And I can bring them into the kingdom. You know, it's that whole, but you know, but again, it's
missionary,
or it's,
dating.
Well, yes, missionary dating. But it's also that, you know, that if you have an unbelieving spouse, then you know, they're saved because of your belief.
Right.
You know, but on the flip side of that, it's the don't be unequally yoked. Mm-hmm. You know, because again, it's, you know, what happens if you are of different faiths, or, you know, enough of a, you know, different level of spirituality, I'll say, you know, it's like, I don't want to get too deep into it. You know, it's like, cause I know that levels of spirituality is not really what I'm meaning, but it's almost like, you know, are you lukewarm, or just kind of, you know, a back row, you know, church attender, you know, you know, like when we were Catholic, we called it the C&E Catholics.
Christmas and Easter.
Christmas and Easter. Yep.
That happens in the non-denominational church. <too.
laughs> You know, but it's, you know, if you're a C&E Christian, and you know, all of a sudden you're in the space where you're dating somebody that's, you know, they're at church every time the doors are open, and they're 100% all in. Is that necessarily the best option?
Right.
You know, I mean, it can work out.
Sure.
You know, it could ignite somebody's faith.
Yeah.
But it could also dull somebody's faith.
Right.
You know, and it is, it's like, I don't want to get too deep into it, but it feels like, you know, when we've been taught about the Jewish faith, you know, with the Jewish faith, God is involved in every aspect of their life,
every aspect.
And somewhere along the way, Christians, I think somebody said it's because of the Greeks, but somewhere along the way, it's like, no, God is for church, and the rest of you is for the world.
Right.
You know, it's like God can have your heart, but the rest is in the world, you know, and it's like this weird, like, dissection of your soul.
And you can't.
You really can't, you know, but I think there's enough people out there that are like, well, you know, God can have me on when I go to church.
Yeah.
But if I need to find, you know, if I need to find a good wife, I can't find her in church. So I got to look elsewhere. Wow. And then I'll bring her to church.
Right.
You know?
Right. But it's one of those. So let's go down that rabbit hole just a little bit, because you are saying, you know, like, talking about the scriptures are really good. Even the one that I think of specifically that you had said was, you know, the one person can win their loved one to the Lord, right?
Yeah.
But the reason why the one person can win that one person to the Lord is because they're not compromising in who they are with God. And that is what is bringing them to the forefront. That if you, when you and I met and I told you, listen, the next time a guy kisses me is when the pastor says, you may now kiss the bride. Literally, guys, this is one of our very first conversations. Yeah. And you sit back in your chair, you look at me like I have a third eye, but there was this thing inside of you that I saw, like almost a little flame that ignited.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think that was possible.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that that was an option.
No.
Right? We are the examples. We get to be the ones that set something in motion. And if you're compromising in who you are,
yeah.
I mean, this doesn't have to be just a relationship as far as things, but just period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Yeah.
You compromise in who you are, somebody potentially could be missing out.
Yeah.
Somebody could potentially be like, they're not seeing Jesus in the way that they could and should, because you've decided that you want to, oh, well, you know, I can't do that, or I can't. If the Spirit of God moves you,
yeah.
If it says in the Word of God to do certain things, to not go certain places or to behave in a certain manner, and you're not, and you're compromising.
Yeah.
Dude, that's scary.
Yeah. And I'm going to turn this just a little bit, And I'm going to bring up something that you said the other night. The other night we had a bunch of young adults in our living room.
Yeah.
Just praying, worshiping. It was really awesome. Huge shout out to our young adult group.
Woo!
But it's like they're starting a fast.
Yes.
You know, as a group and as individuals, they're starting a fast,
yeah.
At least for the month of December
February.
Or February. February. I almost said December. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Apparently I want this year to be over. Or I want to relive Christmas. But they're working on doing a fast for the month of February.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kind of went around the room explaining kind of like what they're fasting and kind of why and what they're hoping to see. And it was really cool because you piped up kind of towards the end of them going around the circle. And you were like, remember, if you mess up.
Yeah.
You can start over.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's one thing. It's I know we've said it multiple times on this podcast.
Yeah.
Of it's, you know, you're never too far gone. It's
right.
Never too late. You can always go back to God.
Absolutely.
And hit the reset button. You can always go back to your kids.
Absolutely.
And say, I did this wrong. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I want to start this over.
Yes.
I want to do this right. You
yeah.
know, it's if you've made a mistake with your, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse,
yep.
It's never too late to go back and say,
come on,
I'm sorry. I messed up. I want to do this over.
Yeah.
I will look up the number of the episode, but again, Patty and Stuart are our,
yes.
are like, they're our example of,
yeah,
it's never too late. You can always start over.
They are our redemption relationship that we go back to. Every
they
time.
Really are. Because yeah. We
even got a chance to go out to dinner yeah. with them the other day and just remind them how amazing they are.
Yeah. yeah. Because yeah. what was it? Did the divorce get final? Or was it about, it had been filed?
I think it had been filed.
Yeah.
The attorney was a friend of both of them. And she said, I'm going to sit on these. You do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
And he went and basically did everything you said.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We are going to make it through this. This
yeah.
will get better. This will change.
Yeah.
We will not just, I'm sorry, and we're going to move on. It's, I'm sorry, we're going to change trajectory.
Yeah.
That part, babe.
Yeah.
Right? That part, because grace and mercy, I sound like bad cop, good cop.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit. And I don't mean to.
No.
I don't mean to be hard and heavy on this one. I just, again, I just know.
You have a heart for it. Your heart is breaking for the people that are not, maybe not doing it the best way according to the kingdom.
They're caught up in some mess right
they
now.
They are.
They're
yeah.
just caught up in some mess. And I love, thank you. No,
yeah.
genuinely for bringing that to the forefront, because it's the, I'm sorry. It's the, let's do this again.
Yeah.
Let's hit reset. Even when you and I did our contract, we had presented it to one of our pastors. He kept us accountable. We went,
yeah.
met with him once a week, talked through, did the things, right? And he even said, may I keep this because there's other young adults that I want to bring this to. And you had one of the gentlemen come up to you and say, do you realize how hard it is to not kiss somebody after you know, after you've kissed them, right?
Yep.
And but they did a reset. They decided that they wanted to do something different.
Yeah.
And is it going to take discipline? Yep. Is it going to take patience? Yep. Is it going to take possibly like a redirection? Yeah. That's why you said extreme dating.
And effort.
And effort.
Effort.
It's going to take the effort. Yeah. We joke so many times, but it's real. You find out a lot about a person when you are not making out with them.
Yeah.
You see red flags that are there when you are not wearing blushed, filled glasses, right? Yeah. I said that wrong, but you know what I mean.
Rose colored
glasses. Thanks, babe.
You know, and I'll say, you know, because you just said something. And real quick, I'll say episode 54.
54 is was Patty and Stewart.
Yeah, go listen. 54. Have fun. But as far as you know, the rose colored glasses and. You know, the talking things out and learning, you know, I know Gabri recently went through something where through talking with a boy and not doing other things with him, she found out, you know, she was almost starting to compromise her mindset and her values.
Yeah.
But through talking and prayer and just
Holy
thinking
Spirit,
about it, you know, she realized that's not the life I want to lead.
Right.
And she called it off.
Yeah.
You know, so again, it's these things that talk to the person and like I said at the beginning, make sure that you have your expectations and boundaries set.
Yeah.
What is your standard? You know, if you're a parent, if you happen to be a single parent and you are thinking about getting back into the dating world.
Yeah.
I just thought of this, so bear with me.
Listen.
Sit there and think, how would I want my child to go about their dating life?
Yeah.
And then turn the mirror and apply that to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you want the best for your child, and this is how you want them to go about in their dating life, why are you not having the same standards and expectations on yourself?
Come on, babe.
You know, I mean, again, because if we're going to get mad at the kids for compromising their walk by watching us, then why can't we encourage them and strengthen their walk by watching us?
Yes.
You know, I know a lot of times people say, you know, it's like they always focus on like the bad habits when they're like, you know, the kids are watching. And it's like, well, it works the other way too.
Yes.
You know, if you're a parent that you always brush your teeth two times a day and you make sure your kids see you, they're going to brush their teeth two times a day because that's what mom and dad do.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But if you don't and you just tell them, maybe.
They're probably going to call you out.
Or they're just not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know our kids will call us out.
Yeah.
But and then it's back to you can't get pissed off.
Right.
I mean, you can.
You can.
But you ultimately need
to. It's pretty shallow.
But you ultimately need to. You need to call yourself out.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's like, listen. Would you let your teenage daughter or your teenage son go hang out with the boyfriend or the girlfriend and stay overnight?
Yeah.
Like, just simple question. Would you let them be out till 2? Sometimes something crazy in the morning, or do they have a curfew?
No.
Right? Hi, mom. Hi, dad.
Yeah.
Curfew. We literally gave ourselves a curfew.
Yeah.
We gave ourselves a curfew. We wrote it out in such a way that we will not even lay down and watch a movie together in a compromised position.
Yeah. Which in hindsight is really good for you because you fell asleep a lot during a lot of movies, even sitting up. So
I did. I would lean my head on your shoulder and then slowly snore.
Yes.
But it is. But it's one of those where don't let your guard down.
Yeah.
You can't.
Again, it's down to the standards.
Yes.
You know, and I think, you know, I also wanted to call this extreme dating because the other day when we were talking about leading up to this episode, you know, it's like sometimes if you are going into a second marriage, mm-hmm. you know, if it's your second, third time around,
yeah,
it's like you almost have to be like hyper vigilant, you know, about some of these things. And very it's like in my mind, like when we were talking, I was like extreme boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, it because again, it's like going into our marriage, you know, into our courtship, mm-hmm. I knew what it was like to sleep with a woman.
Yes.
You know, yeah. You knew what it was like to sleep with a man.
Yes.
And it's like, it's so easy to, well, I've already done it before.
Come on.
We know that we're not Columbus conquering new lands, you know, and I know, you know, so it's like, it's so easy to fall into that of, well, I've already done it before. It's yeah. not a big deal.
Right.
You know, what's really going to stop me from doing it again? You know, and it's like, you need to, you know, the reason I say you got to be hypervigilant and the extreme boundaries mm-hmm. is because, you know, almost that you really don't want to, it's like you don't want to fall into that trap.
Correct.
Because you want to make sure that you're getting quality.
That part,
you know,
that part, because then what's going to happen is kind of back to the very beginning of what you were saying with the episode, you have these reels going on right now that are saying, well, I deserve this or I deserve that yeah. or whatever. But if you are not putting yourself in a place of that kind of potential,
yeah.
if you aren't showing that you are worth the time and the effort that you're worth, because I knew what God did in my life.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is a testimony we say a lot, so it feels like I'm on a repeat, but it's always worth repeating. Mm. When you know what God has done in your life, when you know the restoration that He's brought in, when you know that He wants nothing but good for you, okay? So your identity,
yeah.
Your worth, knowing who God is, right? So these are some big things. Those are the things that you need to be focusing in on, because then you're not going to compromise. You're not going to lower a standard. You're not, okay, so you want to go to like, I don't know, McCormick and Schmidt, right? For your first date.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know, that may not be a good thing, maybe not kind of situation from the guy's standpoint. I would not want somebody to be taking me there.
I mean, if you got the money and that's your personality.
By all means. But our first date, which I thought was funny because we literally talked about this yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, babe, like, do you realize that the majority of the places on this were some of our first beginning dates?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, take me to Barnes and Noble. Well, that's where we met. We went, yeah. not we met at church, but like we met there for our first date
yeah.
and had a coffee. And then, oh, well, don't take me to Olive Garden. Well, happened to take, yeah. that's where we met up later to have some dinner. Yeah. And it's like, it's about keeping yourself in a place of a standard of saying, not just that you are worth it, but the person that you're encountering is worth it.
Yeah.
Because I've said this a lot. If it wasn't for the innocence that was restored in my life and me standing in that place of innocence again, being restored back to that place again, it wouldn't have happened for you.
Yeah. And for those that aren't familiar with what we're talking about, like, there's been a list put out, and it's like, a lot of women that are saying, you know, if you're taking me to these places for our first date, you know, don't even bother.
Right.
And it's stuff like, you know, like Olive Garden, Red Lobster, you know,
yeah.
and to a degree it's like, I get it, but you know what? It's, if that's who you are.
Yeah.
And if you're actually looking for quality.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it depends on attitude.
Yeah.
You know, I could take you to Chick-fil-A. And it could create the right amount of atmosphere mm-hmm. as like when we went to a fancy dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're not going to get the same level of food, mm-mm. but we're going to have the same level of conversation.
Yeah.
We're going to have the same level of connection.
Yeah.
You know, and
I prefer Taco Bell. when you take me to talk true. About because that's then true. You yeah. always you always write out the cheesy little yes. with the little sauce packets. Yeah. You make a sentence and they're always cute.
We highly recommend people do that. Go to Taco Bell on a date and make sentences to each other
yes.
with the salsa packets.
Yes.
It's really fun. but it's like we should start like a dating challenge with that.
Oh my gosh, how fun would yeah. that be?
But yeah, but it's like I said, it's about the connection. It's yes. about
yes.
coming back together and looking each other in the eyes and yes. saying, "Hi, how's it going? How was your day?"
Yeah.
You know, even if you've been with each other all day, mm-hmm. it's still nice to just go and sit and just be.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't matter if you're spending $100 on your meal or $10 on your meal.
Right.
What are you doing?
Come
you know,
on,
it's
babe.
It's about the time that you're spending. It's yeah. about the connections you're making. It's yeah. about the flames that you're fanning.
Yes.
You know, because again, it doesn't, it's like, I hate to say it like this, but it doesn't matter if I spend $100 or $10, still going to bed with you.
Come on, babe.
That My doesn't breath. Work if you're dating.
That's right. I was like, go back, hurry. Only if you're married.
Yes.
But it's those kind of fundamental things, those, it just creating a foundation, creating yeah. your relationship. What are you building your foundation on? What are yeah. you building this relationship on? How are you building it, right? Because it's like, I think you were the one that said it one day. You said, baby, it's almost like a cake, right? So here's the foundation of God.
Yeah.
Do you remember saying this? Maybe you said it, maybe you didn't.
There are times that I say a lot of stuff and it goes, it's like as soon as it leaves my mouth, it's gone.
Cool. So you're going to hear it for a second time. Excellent. Sweet. So like the cake, right? So you have a tiered cake and then you have your foundation of God.
Yeah.
If you are, you know, you're worshiping God, loving God, have a relationship with Him and all of the things, right? And then you have, you know, you got your little cute little family and then you have... And then it's like, and then you have all of this stuff. But then the very tippy top where all the pretty, all this huge frosting and all this stuff is your sex life and all of the intimacy that comes with being married and all the goodness, right? But if you notice, that top tier is fairly small.
Yeah.
It's like, it's beautiful. Mm. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take up as much room as the other. Now, listen to me. This is where you got really crafty because you said... Now think of it if you flip it upside down.
Yeah.
And you're building it on, you're on the physical intimacy or it's very shallow. It's not as deep as you think it is. And what's ultimately going to happen is there's going to come a crumbling. There's going to come a face-to-face moment where what is your relationship built on? When the rough comes, when the tides come, when maybe health issues come and you can't be intimate, or if there's distance, maybe somebody's working or somebody lives somewhere else and all of the things.
Somebody gets deployed with FEMA.
Somebody gets deployed with FEMA, which you did, right? And so it's like, what happens in those moments? It's what is it built on? You've got to make sure that you're building your cake,
yeah.
right? So you can eventually eat it too, yes.
Yeah.
But it's like, but you've got to have that foundation or it, you're going to, can you recover from that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We keep saying you can recover from that, but ultimately it's going to take some deconstruction before you can construct it back
yeah.
the way that God originally intended.
Yeah. It wasn't me, but it was a video that we saw.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was, but you were there with me.
Yes.
That's why I thought you said
yeah.
it. See?
Yeah.
You always say the smart things is what happens.
You know, and something I thought of earlier, you know, with the whole, you know, talking and, you know, watching out for the physical mm-hmm. things when it comes to, you know, relationship and dating and courting.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you are physical.
Yeah.
It's easier to overlook a personality flaw or like a conflict of interest.
When, red flags.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Those red flags where yep. it's like, I, you know, under normal circumstances, I wouldn't agree with a person like this, or
right.
I wouldn't want to be near a person like this. And it's like, right. yeah, but it's really fun to kiss. So I'm going to.
So the example that came to my head, you ready?
Yep.
Is this, and ask me how I know. So when you get caught up in a relationship that is not of God, our girls' home. Yep. And or it's just built on the wrong premise, right? And you are doing the making out, you are doing all of the things. And then that person comes in contact and engages with your child, with your family. And all of a sudden they get comfortable to where they can think that they can say any willy-nilly thing that they want to right. said family member or children. And once before you'd be like, oh, hell no, you don't talk to my kid like that. You are now going, oh, so instead of protecting that child, which is your responsibility,
right?
You are now fending with this person that you think, well, you know, because eventually we're going to get married and this is what the word of God says. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Not when you're dating somebody, you don't put your child behind that person. Your child comes first in that moment.
Yeah.
And I don't ask me a scripture, don't ask, because I'm not even sure it's in the word of God there, but you and I went through this and we talked about this and it was like, if I had constantly put you in the forefront, like there's a place, right? There's
yeah.
there's that growing,
yeah.
but there's a trust. This is you learning how to speak to Gabri in a way that's going to be edifying and that's going to help her. Gabri being able to respond to you in a respectful manner to where you are an authority figure and all of the things. That takes time.
Yeah.
That takes effort. That takes the Holy Spirit, right? But it's like you said, you are going to let this person skate on things that you would not stand for any other time.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
It, and you said it and we're kind of repeating ourselves, but we want to drive some of these things home. A lot of these things home. Mostly if you're in the midst of something of this nature right now, take a step back, take a hard look, ask the Holy Spirit to come and talk to you.
Yeah.
He's probably been talking to you this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I have no doubt in my mind. You might be walking around right now going, how do I even know? There's probably been some conflict. There's probably been some confusion. There might be some undue drama that might be kind of in your camp right now that you're standing back going, what the heck happened? And it's like, how about you take a second, pull yourself back and go, I'm probably the problem.
Yeah.
Look at yourself first before you start pointing fingers to other people. Well, if this is them, well, this is them. And it might be a combination of everybody, but the fact is that you are responsible for you.
Yeah.
You get to be accountable for you. When you're standing face to face with the creator of the universe, he's not going to ask what your kids did. He's not going to ask what your spouse did or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. He's going to say, what did you do?
Yeah.
How did you respond?
Mm-hmm.
How did you reflect my glory on the earth? What did you do in the midst of this? And then just be real, follow it through. I'm praying that God gives you wisdom. I'm praying that God gives you the strength, the courage, that there's no fear.
Yeah.
There's no fear in God.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fear. There's no fear for the future because he has nothing but a good and a solid future for you. He wants better for you than what you do.
It's true.
If this person, I'm going to say it again, if you're having to go outside of the confines and the expectations and the safe boundaries that God's got for your life, if you have to go outside of it to grab something that you believe that you want, then you're going to have to stay there in order to keep it. And that's not fair to you. That's not fair to the people around you. That's not fair to the person that you're maybe trying to latch onto and say, this is a relationship. I can see a future here.
Right.
What you are doing is you are creating confusion and chaos in the kingdom of God. And you are playing into the enemy's camp. Let him lead you. Let God lead you through this. And again, and if you're in a marriage and you're doing things, you're compromising, you're maybe not trying, maybe you just threw your hands up in the air and say, well, like, I'm not watching porn. I'm not going off on the person. I've just thrown my hands up in the air. I've given up.
Yeah.
Dude, right. Step back.
Yeah.
And ask the Holy Spirit, how can I love my spouse more?
Yeah.
What can I do to regain their trust, regain their love, regain whatever? What can I do to build this bridge back so we can come back together?
Yeah.
And the same with your children.
Mm-hmm.
every aspect of your life, you are a walking, whether you like it or not. Same with, like, we think of the athletes and Hollywood and the singers, right? Like, these people are examples. These people are walking, like, I want to be like this person when I get older, blah, blah, blah. Whether you like it or not, people are watching.
Right.
But more than anything, the Holy Spirit's watching. And you don't want to grieve him. You want him to draw you close, and he can and he will. But you've got to yield and you've got to let him. Let him speak to you right now. Let him open yourself up and let him come in and love you. So that way you can heal from whatever past hurt is telling you that this is the way.
Yeah.
So that way freedom can come and you can walk into the fullness of what he's got.
Amen. That's good. Do we have anything else? Any final thoughts?
I feel like I just did like a dumpster dump right there. A
little bit.
But.
It's okay. Need to be said. Need to be said to help people.
Guys, we love you all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to do my best not to cry. You're seeing it.
Right? I know.
Like, yeah. I'm like, I know what it is to compromise. I know what it is to have a relationship outside of what God wants and asking him to bless it.
Yeah.
And it is heartbreaking and it's horrific and it's hurtful. And I don't want that for you guys.
Yeah.
We want God to come in and be your all in all.
Yes, we do.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.